just have to get used to it. It's 500 miles, and we can't reach that far anymore. I'm feeling kind of funny, up and down like the sun in the sky. I wanna make you feel bad, bad, baby, but my heart still pounds when I look in your eyes. It's 500 miles, and we can't reach that far anymore. Already another sin. One day, wish it could be that easy, but I guess if I was smarter, I'd see everything your way. It's 500 miles, and we can't reach that far anymore.
Was Will Kimbrough, Will and the Bushmen, a Mobile band that moved to Nashville. This is Joe, and I'm welcoming you to BRC Radio. I'm one of the guys that used to be on with Charlie, and we took some time off, and you know I'm going to be here sometime, and I'm glad to be back playing some records for you. Next up, I'm going to do a 45 by a band called Dash Rip Rock. Bill Davis founded Dash Rip Rock in 1984 in New Orleans. He founded it as a roots rock, alt country, cowpunk rockabilly band, and they're still playing these days. It's Dash Rip Rock, and we're gonna have a listen.
Well, I need a girl to help me shake that girl that helped me shake the one before. That helped me shake the one before. That helped me shake the one before. That helped me shake the one before that one. I need a woman to call my own. I don't want to shake all that large twist or bop. I want all this dirty bullshit, baby, to stop. Up to here with being alone. I need a woman to call my own. Need a girl to help me shake that girl. And help me shake the one before. Help me shake the one before. Help me shake the one before. Help me shake the one before that one. I need a woman to call my own. We'll be right back.
Yes, old me. Baby, make me scream. Yes, old me. Honey, you're obscene. Yes, old me. Baby, you're unclean. Yes, old me. Well, I need a Chiquita. Be my baby! Call my own. I need a girl to help me shake that girl. That help me shake the one before. Help me shake the one before. Help me shake the one before. Help me shake the one before I want. I need a woman to call my own.
Okay, that was Dash Riprock again from 1984 doing Shake That Girl. Up next, we're going to stay in the 80s, and we're going to play a band called the White Animals. The White Animals were described as a British invasion punk, psych, and reggae band. They played 300 gigs a year. They were in rotation on MTV, and they lasted until about 1987. This song is called This Girl by the White Animals from 1981.
This girl of mine, oh, she's always on my mind. This girl of mine, oh, she never wants her time. And when I hold her, she makes it clear she never wants me to go. Just to hold her, it is a feeling I've felt so many times before. This girl of mine, oh, she's always on my mind.
Bye.
Okay, that was the White Animals from 1984. I'm going to shift gears now, shift gears backwards into the 60s and pick up a song I'm going to celebrate the late Charlie Watts, you know, the great Rolling Stones drummer who passed away recently. I'm going to do Paint It Black, which was released in May 1966. Hit number one on Billboard, number one in the UK, also in Canada and the Netherlands. Brian Jones conferred with George Harrison on the use of the sitar before he used it on this song, and Paint It Black has been covered 400 times, if you can believe that. Here's Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones. Paint It Black with the late, great Charlie Watts on drums. Heard him described as the locomotive pushing that song, and I would agree with that. Next up, I'm going to do a song by Them. Now, this is the Them that kept on going after Van Morrison left in 1970. Them was in L.A. at the Whiskey. They played in May, June of 66 and played at the Fillmore And then Van quit and went home to England. And the guys that stayed, they bought a distortion booster and became a psych band. So here is a song called Memphis Lady by the Reincarnation of Them, 1970. That was Them without Van Morrison from 1970. Moving on, we're going to stay in 1970, and we're going to play a tune by the Box Tops. And this was the Box Tops' last release. You Keep Tightening Up on Me. It was from March of 1970 and just barely hit the Billboard charts. Number 92, and let's hear it from 1970.
Yeah. just a little bit, knowing I'll never be free.
Woman, I'm at your mercy.
That was the Box Tops from 1970, and I'm going to play a little song from later on in the 70s now. This one's Marshall Tucker Band from Spartanburg, South Carolina, and you probably remember that Marshall Tucker helped to define Southern rock back in the day, and I'm sure everybody knows that it's Jerry Eubanks playing the flute on this song. We're going to hear Hurtin' in a Love Song, number 14 Billboard chart from 1977.
I ain't ever been with a woman long enough for my boots to get old. But we've been together so long now that both. Time for me to hit on down the line. Hurting in a love song. Hurting in a love song. Hurting in a love song. Can't be wrong.
Of Heard It in a Love Song from 1977. I'm going to shift gears again here. I'm going to play a song that I don't know much about. You know, you think with the internet you can find out anything, but that's just not true. So I'm going to play a song called You Crack Me Up by Charlie Baker. It's on Liberty from 1959. And the only thing I know about this song is that Jimmy Norman covered it in 1964. And I think it's connected with a fairly well-known producer, H.B. Barnum, who got his start in Houston, I think. This is You Crack Me Up, Charlie Baker.
Man,
you crack me up.
You tickle me when you kiss me on the neck. Oh, my soul.
You good guy.
Hey. My heart is turning upside down. My head is spinning like a merry-go-round. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Oh, look what you're doing to me.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to hugging,
yeah,
you're the best.
You crack me up.
Feel my eyes full of tears.
You crack me up.
Now when it comes to kissing,
yeah,
girl, you can't be beat.
You crack me up.
I get the crazy feeling from my head to my feet.
You crack me up.
Oh, man.
You crack me up.
Yeah, that's Charlie Baker from 1959. And up next, going to dig a little deeper to a song from 1957. This is on the Sandy label, which is a local Mobile, Alabama label. And this is by Johnny Bozeman. The song is called How Many? And don't know much about Johnny Bozeman except that he was a co-owner of the Sandy label. He was a producer, and that's about all I got. From 1957, How Many by Johnny Bozeman.
I've counted the stars up in heaven. Yeah.
Once again, Johnny Bozeman on the Sandy label from 1957. Gonna shift gears again and play a few soul records. Gonna start out with a release on the Toussaint label. That's Alan Toussaint label from New Orleans. This is a song called I Love You Still by Zilla Mays. Zilla Mays was the first African-American female radio announcer in the state of Georgia. And she also had some early recordings on Coral and Mercury. And she did an on-air show with Piano Red at one time. And this cut is from 1968. It's called I Love You Still, Zilla Mays. Again, Zilla Mays from 1968 on the 2C label. And moving on, gonna play a little song by Marvin Gaye from 1965. This is a lesser known hit, I think. Pretty Little Baby, hit number 25 on the Billboard charts and number 16 on the R&B charts. Pretty Little Baby, Marvin Gaye.
Hey, look at me, now can't you see?
Tears in my eyes.
Hear what I say, stay here, I pray.
Never leave me.
Why must I flee? You know I need
all your loving.
Don't put me down, keep me around.
Don't you know you
gave me the world, little girl? So if you take your love, you take my world with you too. And I say, baby, hey, pretty little baby, don't leave me. Baby, huh, pretty little baby, darling, you give me joy. Take my world with you too. And I say, baby, oh, pretty little baby, don't leave me. Baby, hey, pretty little baby, baby, please, baby.
Yeah, a little bit different sound from Marvin Gaye from 1965, a number 25 Billboard hit. And up next, I'm going to play a song by Birmingham's own Frederick Knight, a Sam Dee's song from 1975 called I Betcha Didn't Know That. This is on the Truth label, I think, which was a subsidiary of Stax. I Betcha Didn't Know That, Frederick Knight.
I'm blessed, oh, I guess I'm the luckiest guy in the world. Oh, babe, you don't know what you mean to me, girl. Yeah, sometimes I forget to say the things I should say to you. I spend all my time loving you. Yeah, your love makes me strong when things go wrong. Oh, I bet you didn't know that. You're my sunshiny day when skies are gray. So proud I am.
Okay, that was Frederick Knight doing a song that he and Sam Dees wrote from 1975. I bet you didn't know that. And we're going to shift gears again. I'm going to pick up a country song called Freight Train. This is by Chet Atkins. It's possibly an Elizabeth Cotton song originally. But we're going to hear the Chet Atkins version of Freight Train. Not sure what year this is. Freight Train song by Chet Atkins is from 1964. It's off an album called Guitar Country. And we're going to have a little gospel tune next. It's on an RCA Custom Press. And I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. This is by Den Jackson with the Commanders. This is from Birmingham, Alabama. I don't know what year. Let's listen to some country gospel.
Everything that's got a name, all the help.
That was Den Jackson and the Commanders from Birmingham, Alabama. Up next, Screaming Jay Hawkins, the famous unusual performer and singer-songwriter. I'm going to play a song called Just Don't Care by Screaming Jay Hawkins and the Chicken Hawks from 1962. Great Screaming Jay Hawkins from 1962. She Just Don't Care. Next up, we're going to play a little garage record from Iowa, Spirit Like Iowa. DJ and the Runaways were a band from Iowa. Denny Story, John Sin had a band called the Chevelles, and they were good enough with this release to get on Where the Action Is. And they made enough money to build a recording studio. So here from 1966 is a song called Peter Rabbit, DJ and the Runaways.
Peter Rabbit.
Yeah, DJ and the Runaways from 1966, Peter Rabbit. All right, we're going to continue in a garage rock vein and play the Distant Cousins, a garage band from New York. Larry Brown, Ray Bloodworth were members of the Distant Cousins, and they wrote some very famous songs later on. Sock It to Me, Baby, for Mitch Ryder. Come On Marianne for the Four Seasons. And Knock Three Times for Tony Orlando. But these are the Distant Cousins from 1965. She Ain't Loving You. The Distant Cousins. That song bubbled under to number 102 in 1966. And we're going to wind it up here with Dick Dale, born Richard Anthony Mansour. And this is a 1961 record of his. He was a pioneer of the surf guitar and also worked with Leo Fender on amplification and portable reverb. He appeared on Ed Sullivan a couple of times. So this is Dick Dale doing his early 1961 song, Let's Go Trippin'.